So we've been with accentuate the positive. Let's go on to ruling of engagement number two, minimizing the negative. What does that mean?
Well, that includes me in this last example, minimizing the negative in my mind and handling things in the moment. But minimizing the negative means also that when you have a criticism, is to deliver it with positive vision of what's possible and who the person could be. Not just to complain, because if you're complaining, you're not taking 50% responsibility, which will be the next rule, and you're not certainly not taking 100% responsibility for your own satisfaction and really enrolling that other person in satisfying you. So minimizing the negative isn't just complaining less. It's actually learning to communicate dissatisfaction in a way that empowers and inspires the other person to do more and allows you to have a more positive, nourishing relationship. By the way, there's research on this. It's highly debated now whether you need a ratio of 3-1, 11-1. But it's pretty much, if you go 12-1 positive to negative, you've lost credibility. But there is a level at which you're building goodwill that actually allows people to better digest your criticisms.
I want to go back to something that you mentioned about criticizing with vision, because I know in taking these courses myself, I had no picture for what that was. So for our individuals who are listening to this workshop, can you give some examples? I think people know what criticizing is, but what does it mean to criticize with vision?
Well, this was a hard one for me to learn, because I was raised by a mother who didn't believe in spoiling the child. She didn't need a rod because I was raised to please her, but she just told me what was wrong and I was expected to figure it out. So when I started out as a leader, I tended to tell people what was wrong and expected them to figure it out. So I was not giving them a vision of what needed to happen, and I wasn't joining them in figuring out how it could happen. So when I criticize with vision, I see you as a radiant being, satisfying not only what I'm talking about, but going beyond what I can imagine. Mm-hmm. So it's an uplifting way of relating where I'm not putting you down. I'm actually delivering a negative, a criticism, with intent to honor your potential.
Great. So let's dig into a real life example. So I'm in a relationship and I'm in a, you know, conflict with my husband, and he's just driving me nuts and I feel like he's ignoring me. And, you know, this is a pattern I notice consistently in our engagements. What do I say to him to, you know, criticize that but still have a vision for him?
Well, let's take Judith and me, for example. There are times I'm deeply engaged in my computer. And Judith gets really
mad. Do we call
mad.
That deep engagement, Dr. Bob?
Great call. Lost in my computer.
Okay.
Or I occasionally actually doing, recently I was typing something and I had just had an insight and Judith started talking to me and I was zoned into it and she was profoundly hurt and she was angry. Now, she could have said that I'm a boorish, inconsiderate jerk, and that would have been accurate. However, what she did was she yearned, she engaged, and she revelated. She realized, oh my God, this is just like my dad behind the newspaper ignoring me. And she said, honey, I'm having a hard time right now because this is like my dad ignoring me. Well, she only needed to say that once. We got it. And she's freer to command my attention, and she's much more relaxed when I don't respond immediately, knowing that I will respond. So this is the first rule is accentuate the positive. We've got a backlog on that. Minimizes the negative. She begins to complain, then she revelates. That's that third level we're not going into. Mm-hmm. And she shares responsibly with me without blaming me, but taking full responsibility for her own satisfaction, and bam, she has me.
Well, and just what you said, you're talking about criticizing with vision, but I feel like I could almost picture the vision, which was there was something she wanted, which she painted the picture for in that engagement just by her observation of her relationship with her dad that was communicated to you more than a boorish comment.
And it started out as a content communication to me. And as she looked at it, she realized the deeper yearning was just to be seen and recognized. Mm-hmm. And then she looked inside. She says, well, what's the hook for me in this? And she shared something that brought me more than just listening to her, but deeply attentive.
Beautiful. So like Accentuate the Positive, if our listeners are looking to minimize the negative, I hear in there catching themselves when they are being more in that destructive part of the engagement continuum. Are there any other tips that you might give listeners to think about?
Well, first of all, accentuating the positive feeds on itself, and you start liking more and more engaging with others. Mm-hmm. And you tap into what I call my puppy dog self, the part of me that just wants to see people and be seen and to play and interact. Mm-hmm. And as you minimize the negative, people are freer to tap their puppy dog selves with us. Mm-hmm. And so we learn to both accentuate the positive. We are automatically pushing out some of the criticisms because we're enjoying ourselves more.
Beautiful. Thanks, Dr. Bob.